There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Hocam, the truth is untransferable. Truth cannot be transferred from one person to another. Truth is the search, and this search is exclusively individual. I cannot say that, oh, come you all, we'll seek the truth. The journey into the ocean of truth is the journey of the drop. The drop has to fall absolutely alone into the ocean. The history reveals that Ananda stayed with Buddha for a very long time, maybe 40 years. He followed Buddha like his shadow. And yet, when Buddha was dying, Ananda started crying. Buddha said, "Why are you crying?" Ananda said, "I am crying because you are going and I have not achieved. You are such an enlightened being and you have enlightened so many. But in spite of the fact that I stayed with you, I am far away from enlightenment." Buddha said, "Probably I was the hindrance. That's why you could not get enlightened. And I have told you time and again, be a light unto yourself, appo deepa bhava. Don't depend on anyone." And probably, after my death, within 24 hours, you might get enlightened. And it is shown that after the death of Buddha, it's only after the death of Buddha that Ananda achieved enlightenment, not before that. So the path of enlightenment is the flight of the alone to the alone. Your wife and your husband, your children or your mother or your father, none is going to accompany you. None is going to support you. None is going to be with you. It is the journey of the drop into the ocean. The more you try to make others your companion, the journey becomes difficult or impossible. Drop all supports, drop all companions, and walk alone into the new, into the ocean. So truth you cannot seek from individuals. Truth is untransferable. Truth cannot come from books, scriptures. You might have committed the entire book to memory, and yet, not a ray of truth touches your being. Truth entails price to be paid, effort to be done, a challenge to be accepted, a journey to be crossed, without which you cannot achieve satyam, you cannot achieve truth. The beauty of life begins with truth. Sundaram begins with truth. The true beauty comes only when the journey begins with truth. And then one day everything would become Shivam, auspicious. So Satyam and Sundaram should mix, should mingle, and the result is everything, which is favorable, everything which is congenial, everything which is Shivam happen. Shivam is the end result of truth. And as I said, truth is intrinsically an individual journey. You may sit together and read things together. You may listen to things together. You may discuss things, churn things together. But reading, writing, listening, churning, discussing, deep contemplation cannot take you towards truth. Truth is penance, atapasya. What is the ultimate truth? Truth about oneself, truth about others, truth about this world, truth about the daily happenings, truth about the karmic web, karmic accounts, truth about the past, truth about the future, truth about God, truth about the divine secrets of this drama, truth about the play which is going on. What is a secret? The door is locked. The key to unlock this door is to go within. It is a journey of the drop into the ocean. And when drop falls into ocean, there are two ways of expressing that. If you talk in terms of Buddhistic language, we say that the drop has disappeared. But if you talk in terms of Hinduism or Vedantic language, they say drop has become ocean. So there are two ways. One is that the drop should disappear, efface, total annihilation, total destruction, egolessness, to achieve that stage. And second, the drop has become ocean. The drop has merged into the ocean, the path of truth, the path of love. So one is the path of love, where you merge into the supreme. The other is the path of effort. You make effort to destroy that ego. This path is easier, the path of love. We have heard in Murli time and again, And especially Baba talks about the existing scriptures, that they do not contain truth. And even if they contain, the truth is like a drop in the ocean. The truth is like ate mein namak, the salt in dough. The amount of salt which is used in the preparation of dough is very little. So only that much truth is there in whatever you read, whatever you understand. The truth should come as a revelation. Truth cannot be read, listened to. It should come as a revelation. Truth is a revelation, the divine revelation. Truth is like the shock that comes. Truth is like the floor, the roof falls upon you. Truth is like the shaking. Truth is like the shattering. Truth is like the storm. Truth is like the flood that comes upon you. It's a current. The flood comes and you get inundated. That inundation, that flood, is truth. A sudden realization. A sudden discovery. In English, there is one word, serendipity. Serendipity. What is that? What is serendipity? It's a discovery which is made accidentally, like the discovery of penicillin by Alexander Fleming in the field of medicine. You are discovering, you are trying to fight something, but suddenly you find something else. You are trying to research something, but something unusual takes place, something unusual happens. The Archimedes had no knowledge, but the king had given him the work. But he was taking bath and suddenly he realized something, Eureka, Eureka, and he shouted and went in the same state to the court of the king. That oh, oh, is truth. Suddenly. And when you want to find something, you don't get that. This pen is lost. I try to find it. I am not getting anywhere. I give up the search. And then suddenly that pen comes to me. I find, oh, it was here only. So truth is like that. You cannot make a direct attack. You have to go back doors. And you will know. There is a complex relationship. You try to understand what this relationship is. Husband, wife, they are not understanding what is happening. And they try to understand and they never understand. Move away. For some time. Social, psychic, psychological distancing. And you know the truth. And some new truth will come. Truth doesn't come just by discussions. Some clarification may happen. But the ultimate truth cannot come just by discussion, by arguments, by debates, shastarth, long debates, hair-splitting debates, quarrelsome debates. They cannot lead to truth. So Baba says, the truth which is there in your books is not the ultimate. It is just the shadow, just a drop in ocean, just very little, very meager, insignificant. That trifle thing cannot take you towards truth. Your books, your scriptures, your traditions, your customs, your rituals, your ceremonials, your teachings coming down from ages, the traditions which have been hallowed, nothing is going to take you towards. Even if God has given you something, even if somebody sits with all the Avyakta Murlis and think that I will achieve truth, it is not possible. Truth comes when you become absolutely alone. The past is a disturbance. The outside influences are disturbance. The person whom you think is your guru, that guru himself is the obstruction. The person whom you think is my close friend in this spiritual journey is your biggest friend in the spiritual journey is your biggest enemy. There's an incident when Didi Manmohini was here, and once she saw that two sisters are sitting together and chit-chatting at Shantistam. So Didi was seeing, and they both were sitting and chit-chatting for a long time, for a very long time. So she got curious to know what's happening here. So she went to one sister and asked, "What you were discussing?" She said, "We were discussing Gyan." So Didi asked, "Which point of Gyan you were discussing?" She said, "We were just discussing Gyan in general. But such a long time." She said, "Yes, we were discussing Gyan only. She is my friend. And we were discussing Gyan." Didi said, "If you are discussing Gyan, why you are hesitating to tell which point of Gyan you were discussing?" She said, "No, just like that. She is my friend, my Saheli." So there is one dramatic statement there. One is Sakhi, another is Saheli. Didi said, "You can make Sakhi, but never Saheli. Saheli is one with whom you indulge in gossips, worldly friends, discussing worldly affairs. Sakhi is somebody with whom you discuss spiritual knowledge." So in the path of spirituality, they will lead you astray, all your so-called temporal spiritual friends. Because even if you sit and discuss spiritual things, at what moment something material will enter into inside, you will never know. Last Sunday to last Sunday, Murli Baba had described 5 definitions of waste words. First was taunting. First was to laugh, to make ridicule, jokes beyond limits. The second was taunting. The third was news. This happened, that happened. News from this place, news from that department, news from Gyan Sarovar, news from Shantivan, and news from Pandabhavan. And the fourth was, they sit and discuss news, but at the same time, they discuss the imperfection, the faults, the failings of co-servers, companions, their colleagues. And the fifth was, oh, yuk, that word is untranslatable. It cannot be translated. Oh, yuk, the words which are not yuk. So this fourth thing, Baba has said, this is a definition. You sit together and you start discussing knowledge, okay? And then suddenly, the topic pertaining to a particular brother or sister comes. Now the discussion of Gyan is on one side. And that brother or that sister becomes the hero actor of your discussion, drama or film. So how to seek truth, how to search truth, how to go towards truth? The first thing which is needed to know the truth is intense desire, extreme desire, that I want to know the truth. What I have known till now is no truth at all. What I have known till now is just a drop in ocean. What I have known till now is just the salt. It's like a salt in dough. It's very little. I have not known it. I want to know it. That intensity of the desire, that curiosity, that flame should come. You should be ablaze with the desire to seek the truth. The truth, the final truth, the ultimate truth. You know, in the court, they make you put your hand or a scripture, the holy scriptures, and then you are told to tell, I will tell the truth, the ultimate truth, the final truth, and nothing but the truth. Once a dentist was asked to come in the court and he said, I will tell the ultimate truth, the final truth, and nothing but the truth. So, intense desire. Second, intense solitude is needed to know the truth. Intense silence is needed to know the truth. For truth, you have to get rid of all the outside noise. And social media is the greatest noise. So unsubscribe, unfriend, uninstall. Unlike, stop, block, delete, reject, hide, refuse, spam, stop. For some time, and sometimes for a long time. So in the silence of your heart, you realize the truth. In the solitude cave of your heart, you realize the truth. With that intense desire, you realize the truth. And truth involves challenges, discomforts, insecurity. You have to become defenseless. You have to enter into that arena of insecurity where you can't see the future. Nothing is there. Everything is dark. And you enter into the tunnel. There is a stark darkness. And yet you walk, you move. And truth needs your ultimate faith in the Supreme. That yes, we will know the truth. I will know the truth. God is with me. Nobody can stop me from knowing the truth. The ocean of truth is with me. So that faith takes you towards truth. Resolute dedication is needed to know the truth. Truth about what? Truth about myself. Truth about everything. Because what I have known is not truth. There is Manmat, Parmat, Janmat, mixed and added. Spirituality is to segregate. This is Shrimat, this is Manmat, this is Parmat, this is Janmat. When you learn to segregate, that I am mixing my Manmat into this, so this is not truth. You have become significant progress in the path of truth. Only a divine intellect can segregate, can dissect, can penetrate and interpenetrate and know the truth, which is the highest, the ultimate. So, begin your individual journey. Give up all the supports, all the clutches which you are holding and walking with, all the props, all the supports, none of them is of real use. Om Shanti.